You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Always Aggravated, a Mike Valenti signature podcast.
All right, welcome in another edition of Always Aggravated. Before the big game, Roberto wants to attempt to go through this without saying the actual words.
Super game.
Big game. Uber say Olbe.
Pro football championship.
Correct. The penultimate NFL contest of the year. So we're going to break this up in two ways. If you want the actual game talk, that'll be on Cash the Ticket, the final Cash the Ticket of the year, until we talk to you again in August with that. So we want to have some fun with this because Roberto's always obsessed not with the games. Like, Roberto's your ultimate average American. Roberto don't give a damn about the games. This is about having his party where he gets to break out his air fryer and get to work.
The air fryer that I bought my wife for Christmas this year.
What a sexy gift.
Will come into use for the Super Game.
Nice.
But, so you have, we have a couple things to do. I mean, A, I'm very anti-Super Bowl square. We're going to get to that.
Oh, you just said it.
Damn. That's a dollar.
Ding.
4 minutes
all right,
in.
All right. We only got one.
All right, so I have a couple, like you guys have told me that people really dig when I throw a few recipes out there, some things. I have my menu for Super Bowl Sunday.
And it's already planned out.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Bro, you know the deal. Like, it's
only Wednesday.
I've had this planned out
since August.
No. Since Championship Sunday. I started thinking that evening about Super Bowl
okay.
Sunday.
Okay, give me excited. Some.
Do you, okay, so let me give you the big deal. Because these things are becoming more popular. Have you heard of this Instapot?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So you can do this two ways. You can do it the old school way where you're just braising something, and that's going to take you about 6 hours. Or I got turned on to the Instapot.
Which is like a sort of a pressure cooker.
It ain't sort of.
Right.
It is.
Okay.
So you ever have carnitas?
Yes.
Okay. So it's Mexican pulled pork, basically.
Oh.
So the first part you're not going to like, and I don't know if you're going to find your butcher who's going to do it for you, but you got to buy a pork shoulder. 5 pounds, 6 pounds. Now, they'll debone it for you. That's okay. But you're coming home. You got a 5 pound dead body of pork. You're going to have to break that down. So you got to trim a little fat off of it and you got to cube it. Nothing crazy. You have chunks, like, you know, 3x3 bricks of pork. You're fine. Chunks.
Like dice.
Dice. Yeah, but I don't want people sitting at home cutting it like a fucking carrot.
Right.
Like, no. So you chunk it all up, right? Now, if you're willing to do that, the rest of this is unbelievably easy. Roberto, I can't believe what this Instapot did. Because I would braise it. Like, I would get the big Dutch oven.
Right, take
huge,
forever.
Huge, heavy. Like, a pot that you could kill someone with. Like, this one pot I got, this Dutch oven, when you put the cover on top of it, you could kill someone. Like, if I hit you over the head, dead.
Right.
Out. This Instapot has totally changed. I'll never braise anything ever again.
Wow, what an endorsement.
No, it's unbelievable. I'm not kidding. So here's the deal. You chunk it all up. Now, the best part with the Instapot compared to regular when I do this carnitas recipe, you don't have to marinate it. There's no marinating. Do you know how much time I saved? There's no marinating.
No, like oil? What do you
mean? No. So here's what you do. Work with me. I'm saying normally for carnitas, you have to marinate and then begin the braising process.
Right.
This,
heavy salt, heavy pepper. Mm. Every cube, every side. Mix them all up, right? Now, they say you can saute in the Instant Pot. No, you can't. Fuck that. It's ridiculous. I tried to do a couple pieces. I go, this fucking thing doesn't brown anything. So, like, no.
It's not getting hot enough.
Here's what you do. Get your old cast iron out. Get the browning done the right way, stovetop.
Right.
So brown these up. And no, Mike, that doesn't mean gray. Brown them. High heat.
No, I break that rule all the time.
No. Brown them. All sides.
I get now, lazy and scared, and I don't brown them.
All right, so brown all your pork. I apologize, guys. I have a tickle cough going on right now. It's awful.
Got coronavirus.
Oh, stop. Don't say that. Although I'm sure Michigan fans would love that. All right, so you're going to brown this pup. You got to brown them all out. All right, now, you got to make your mojo. You ready for this? Now, you can make these a million different ways.
The hell's mojo?
Listen to me. It is the marinade / au jus / sauce cooking liquid. It's an all everything.
Oh, I thought it was Sully's nickname in high school.
That mojo? That too, yeah.
All right. Mojo.
Oh, you said mojo.
Mojo. All right, so you can do these a million different ways. Here's the one I use. Okay? Mm-hmm. Take two beers.
Mm.
I know Roberto likes the way that started. Mm-hmm. Take two beers, pour them in a bowl, and make it like a light beer. You could nothing crazy. Don't go using one of those beers you can't see through. Then take an entire head of garlic. Take 15 cloves of garlic.
Oh,
chop it all up fine, though. Smash them. Throw in about 15 cloves of garlic. You still with me?
Yes.
All right. Take, I take about 6 limes, juice them all in there. Done. You can use orange juice. I don't. Mm-hmm. Real Mexican carnitas use something called sour orange, which you're not going to find unless you go to a Latin market. The point is, you're going to use some brown sugar.
Mm.
Then you're going to use a couple teaspoons of oregano, a couple teaspoons of cumin, some salt, and then really just another teaspoon of pepper. That's it. Mix it all up in a bowl. Now, this freaking Instant Pot, this is the difference between doing it regular and not. Roberto, take all the pork you browned, put it in the Instant Pot.
Okay.
Pour your mojo over the top of it. Try to mix it up a little bit. Don't go crazy with it. Shut it.
How long?
You ready for this? I'm not kidding. This is the most unbelievable thing. So you set it on top, but like there's a seal thing. You gotta set the vent for sealing.
Right.
And you go high pressure, 30 minutes.
No way. Wow.
Done. But at the end, you ready for this?
Not chewy.
No. Here's the key. Don't do the whole push button, this thing's going to blow up, psh, release. Natural. I know you love this. You're always a fan of a natural release. Just.
When I can.
30 minutes high pressure, natural release, which could take up to another 30 or 45 minutes. The point is, when this thing is done, you don't even need 2 forks to shred it.
Wow.
Liquid's down by half. It's shredded. Now, here's the best part. You go, well, Mike, wait a second. You're a cook. How do you replace the actual braising part where you get the crispy bits? Oh, just wait. Shred it all up. Get a baking sheet. Get a baking sheet. Turn your broiler on high. Put your rack as high as it can get towards that broiler, like 2-3 inches off. All right? Take your pulled pork, an even sheet of pulled pork on that baking tray.
Right.
And then take a couple of tablespoons of that mojo that meat's been cooking in, put it over the top of it. Throw it in the broiler for 5 minutes.
Bam.
You're going to see it crisp up like that. I'm telling you right now, it's better than when I've braised them.
Mm.
Now, here's the key for the carnitas tacos that you will be indulging in. It is critical you do this right. Here is my best tip for you. You ready for this? No red salsa. You got to use green. And I like to go to not one of those tomatillo things. There's a jalapeno salsa in the Mexican aisle of my grocery store.
Mm.
So green salsa, chopped onion, and queso fresco. Squeeze a lime, game over. Done.
Into what, a corn tortilla?
I prefer the flour.
Okay.
Now, you want corn? Use corn. It's free fucking country. You don't want a tortilla. I don't care. Put it in a cereal bowl. That is going
to
be.
How long does this whole thing take from beginning to end?
With the Instant Pot?
Sounds like an hour.
T-
2 hours.
Sounds more than that.
2 hours. Well, you're talking from the time that pork shoulder comes home from the
right,
butcher.
And you got to chop that up. Then you got to brown it. I'm putting
the brown.
I better not screw this up. If I took all that time to cook it and I screwed it up,
you won't.
Oh, everyone would hate me.
But here's the key, Roberta. The key with this Instapot is it makes morons like you good cooks.
Okay.
Because
that should be their slogan.
Braising, you can screw up.
Makes morons good cooks.
Right, but like if you,
that's the kind of cooking I need.
If you braise the pork shoulder and you had too much liquid, problem. Too little, problem. Too long, too high, problems. You got to know what you're doing. This Instapot, I'm telling you, figure an hour for cooking because the browning, 5 minutes.
Right.
Five.
That's the easy, yeah. That's
it's a 2 hour process. So that's going to be the main course on Super Bowl Sunday.
I could eat like 10 of those.
Roberto, so good.
I'm telling you right now, you need to do this. And I'm telling you. Now,
I think I might.
You can do different.
Sounds easy.
You can do different mojos. Some people want them sweeter. Some people add cinnamon in theirs.
Like a red wine.
You've lost cabin pressure. If you don't want to use beer, you can use chicken stock. If you're not a huge fan of oregano, do a little less, do a little more something else. I'm just telling you.
If you don't want to use pork, use beef.
No.
You know what though? David's right.
You could do chicken.
You could. But David, you know what? You just altered the types of spices you're using.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the lime juice and the orange juice and the sweetness, that's a pork or chicken kind of set.
Right.
But that's going to be the main course. Now, I have other things I'm going to do, but you want the whole lineup?
Mm. Is it going to be all Mexican themed?
No.
Seven-layer dip?
Yes, no, right.
Super Bowl staple.
I have
Super Bowl.
Oh, yes. You're right. I have a super game, big game, right. Pro Football Championship you have to have.
You know another thing I like on Uber say all day.
the ultimate game.
Super Sunday.
No, you know what I opt for over the seven-layer dip? But it's got to be done right. Buffalo chicken dip.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
But you can't use that canned chicken. That's a disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
Go get a rotisserie chicken, be an adult, shred it.
Tear it apart.
Real meat. Yes. Am I right? Now, here's the question. Some people don't put ranch in their dip. I was stunned by that.
Mm-hmm.
I made it for a couple people who came over to the house for the championship games. And they're like, is there ranch in here? I'm like, yes. And they're like.
Because what, it's usually red hot, sour cream, and then
red
chicken?
Hot, cream cheese, cheese,
cream cheese,
chicken. Right. No,
that just tasted so good. It tastes so good.
Pat, control yourself. No, that's, but like I do it. I get that rotisserie chicken, shred it down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take 2 cups of Mott's, and I mix that up together. Then it's 8 ounces of cream cheese. I use Anchor Bar sauce. From Buffalo, New York. If you want to use Red Hot, do it. It's fine. But Anchor Bar is sold. I know they got a place here in Michigan, too. But, like, I use that. And then I use probably about a cup. There's a particular ranch dressing I enjoy. I'll tell you, ranch dressing, it's great. If you're going to order pizza for the Uber Say Olbe from a particular place that might be famous for their ranch.
Yes.
Pro tip. You can buy for $4.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a squirt bottle
of
said famous place's famous ranch with your delivery.
It's really good.
Okay. You could use that ranch in there too because that's buttermilk.
Yes.
Then lay it out and then I top it with pepper jack or Monterey jack. I like a 2-cheese blend in there.
I'm more of a blue cheese guy though. Could I substitute my ranch with blue cheese?
You can do that. Here's the problem I have with blue cheese. It's so goddamn pungent.
Strong.
Yeah, man.
You're not gonna taste anything.
It takes the creaminess away from it.
Yeah.
You can have
I'd figure something out.
You could have 2 bites of the dip and you're dead.
Yeah.
You're done.
I could figure something.
So we're gonna do the buffalo chicken dip.
Now I got a survey here from the New York Post.
I wasn't even done.
But they said that in 6 states.
He's a freight train.
In 6 states.
Roberto always interrupts during these, okay?
The buffalo chicken dip in 6 states was the number one Google searched Super Bowl.
Oh, I believe that.
Super game food.
Yeah, but
you just said it.
Got him.
I'm still alive.
I just think you got to do it right. I've seen recipes that make me want to puke. Canned chicken and like, you know, bag cheddar cheese. It's like, Jesus, man, is it that hard to grate up a real brick of cheese and like do it right? But like that's a good one. You know what else I'm making? This is Roberto's wheelhouse, David. I'm also going to be making calzones.
Oh, I love calzones.
We talked about that.
Well, that's fun. Right.
That's I love calzones.
All right, well, hold on. What kind? I'm going to do 2 kinds, and you're probably going to laugh and go, what?
Well, give me your kind.
All right, the first kind is
a more traditional, I'm going to do just cheese. Ricotta, as you guys like to say, and some roasted garlic broccoli in there.
Okay. Okay.
Like, that's a classic calzone.
Yeah.
Okay. Little garlic, little olive oil in there. That. And then there's like the family recipe tradition where remember I told you about the strombolis we would make?
Yes.
Yep. So we're going to do a ham and cheese.
Okay.
Oh, man. That's like what a Hot Pocket is supposed to taste like.
I like the mozzarella where I bite in the calzone, that string of cheese, and go like a mile long.
You know what the secret to that is, right?
What?
You got to use full fat. Okay. Can't use that part skim bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Can't do it.
See, I would make that mistake.
No,
I wonder
just
why
go to your cheese
work.
Counter and get you got to get a brick. And you got to shred it.
Yes.
You can't go to a bag.
What about the wet mozzarella? What about
No, because it's too much water.
Okay.
When you put the heat in that, all that water is going to escape. You'll have structural integrity problems.
That's gross.
You know how I like to eat fresh mozz? Just regular. Like, when you start cooking that shit, it's a pain in the ass. And then the minute it gets slightly cool, it turns into like quick-set epoxy.
Yep.
So I'm doing calzones. We'll definitely do some meats and cheeses because we're Italian. I'll roast some olives. You ever roast olives, Roberto?
No.
All right. So, go to an Italian import store near your house. They got the olive bar.
Right.
Go get them.
Yeah, right.
Bring them home.
I love that.
Bring them home.
I rate that.
Bring them home. Drain them of the juice, right? Get a saute pan. Put it on medium. Do not put it on high. You will start a fire. Throw in some chopped garlic, good olive oil, cracked red pepper, and then put your olives in and saute those for a nice 5 minutes to get them warm. They release all their oils. Totally changes the way the whole goddamn thing tastes. Do a bowl of those, a chunk of provolone, loaf of bread, sweatpants. Good night. Game over. So no, well,
that's
I'm
a nice snack. I'm there.
Oh, Dave,
that sounds good.
Dave,
I'm gonna do that. Actually, okay, that one I am gonna do.
No, I'm telling you. And look, if you can go crazy with it too, you could dress them up, do whatever you want.
Why do I gotta drain it? Because don't I need a little oil anyway?
Use your fresh oil. You don't want the schmutz. You know how long that shit's been sitting there? Like, I don't want the schmutz. That. And sometimes the olive bar, they're packed in the juice, in the water. You don't need that.
Yeah.
The olive oil and the oil from the olives is going to be your flavor.
Okay.
Cracked red pepper, garlic. You trust me on this.
I'm in.
See, you know the worst part? These are all simple things. And this goofball over here won't try a single one of them.
I was waiting for that.
Like, you and your girl, you got a woman in your life. You've been dating her now for a few years. You don't want to treat this woman to a nice Super Bowl meal?
Guys, you know, I get enough of this from her about not cooking enough. I don't need it from you guys at work. And I actually cooked a couple pork chops on Monday. I was proud of myself.
I'm sure those were tender.
No, Sully, but I think Mike's right, though. The simple thing of, like, the olive, that's, you know, want a snack? Easy snack. Go ahead and do
Sully.
That. That's simple.
Sully's hand feeding her olives romantically.
Now you got something there.
Hey now.
Hey guys, it's Roberto. I am so excited for this show coming up. Bon Jovi, the 2020 tour with Bryan Adams at Little Caesars Arena, July 19th. You got to get your tickets now at livenation.com. We're talking Bon Jovi, Bryan Adams together with all the anthems, all the hits, and all in one night. You guys know the songs. We're talking Living on a Prayer, You Give Love a Bad Name, Wanted Dead or Alive, It's My Life. One of the top touring bands of all time with nearly 10 million tickets sold in just the last decade. You can even get in on an ultimate VIP experience. Just visit BonJovi.com to learn more on that. Bon Jovi has broken every touring record imaginable, topped every chart, and received every accolade. And now their sights are set on Detroit, July 19th at LCA. Get your tickets now at LiveNation.com. We're talking Bon Jovi, Bryan Adams, One Night, Two Great Acts, the 2020 tour. Go to LiveNation.com now.
So there's pretty much my menu for it. I mean, I don't know. I might do something small other than that, but it's going to be the carnitas. It's going to be buffalo chicken dip. It's going to be the calzones, and I'll definitely do the olives. And if you can find this is, if you go to an Italian import store, it's one of my favorite cheeses. Have you ever had ricotta salata? That's salted, that cooked? No? Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. All right. Go to one of those Italian import stores and ask for it. Ask if they have salata. All right, ask if they have salata. Get a little triangle of that. Roberto, your head will explode. It's unbelievable. All right. Well, what's the menu for you guys? For Sully, he'll call and order pizza, so that's out.
Right. No, we do cuisine from the cities every year. So we're going to do some sort of San Francisco cuisine, some sort of Kansas City cuisine.
Oh, Rice-A-Roni.
What the hell does that mean?
So like Kansas City barbecue.
So you're doing theme of the big game.
And
team.
Then I don't know what someone's going to bring from San Francisco.
So Kansas City, you have barbecue, right? You have some ribs or...
Yeah, but that would...
Brisket require,
or something. Oh, wait.
So. I got a buddy that's really good with barbecue. Oh,
okay. I was going to say, like, Sully don't smoke meats.
No, he does. This guy does. He's really good.
So, all right. San Francisco, you could do a Chipino.
We tried it last year and do it again. So with the some sort of flavor, not the entire menu, but some sort of flavor from each city.
Well, what are you going to do for San Francisco?
That's I don't know. I don't know who's doing that one yet.
I said Rice-A-Roni.
Let me ask you.
San Francisco treat.
San Francisco's known for Chinese food. Maybe we'll do that.
If I sent you and your missus a recipe, you would be the hits of this party if you did it. And it's not hard, Mike.
Okay.
You could make a seafood stew real easy.
Yeah.
It's warm. You get some crusty bread.
I need to make something.
And that is San Francisco.
People always bring that type of stuff. I always do get the wings or the pizza or whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
Or the
fine.
Certainly
yes.
Liquor. But I need to do something. I want to try making something.
I could hook you up. David, what's on your menu?
We have it at the church, so we just do the basic, you know, pizza, wings.
Yep. Bust into that communion wine?
Different kind of salads and stuff. No, we don't bust into the communion wine.
Listen,
we just keep it simple because you never know what people want to eat.
All right. Roberto, now you are the air fryer prince.
I know, but now you got me thinking. Now you got me thinking I got to try some of these other things, so... Maybe for the kids, I'll do the stuff that they like, the mozzarella sticks.
Do your appetizers with your air fresh. Your air
I think
fresher,
I want to do these
your
tacos.
Air fryer. Hold on. There's a million ways you can play this. Do you want to do the carnitas?
Mm-hmm.
You need an Instapot.
I'll just do it the old
school
way.
No, don't. It'll take 8 hours.
It's already Wednesday though, Roberto.
Don't.
All right.
I wouldn't do it.
See, this is where you're making a mistake, Roberto. You said earlier, you had your menu already 2 weeks ago with August. This is why you have to plan it out because
Friday.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah, or
the
Saturday.
Stores are going to be jam packed on Friday. Everyone's getting
idiot.
Their stuff for the Super Game.
All right, what
the Super Game?
Yes, the Uber say Old Bay. What is the what is the prevailing air fryer cuisine here?
I love the. The mini tacos.
Mini tacos?
Oh, they're so good. You know those?
Like yep. The roll-ups?
No, it looks like a taco. It looks like a mini folded taco with beef in it.
How many bathrooms you got at your house?
on Super Game Day, it's, believe me. It's,
I was going to say, you got two growing boys.
It's every man for himself.
Oh, boy.
There's that stat's probably in there, how halftime at the Super Bowl is the most.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Get to it.
What else? I like, like I said, the mozzarella sticks. We like the, taquitos. You like the pizza rolls.
Can you do potato skins in an air fryer?
Yeah,
potato skins.
No. But no one makes a good frozen.
No.
The only one is at TGI Fridays.
Can you do
has one and it's not that good.
Can you do chicken fingers in an air fryer?
Sure.
I don't know shit about an air fryer.
Can you do pierogies?
You can?
Yeah, they'll come out crunchy. You can put them on the broil setting.
So, you ever been to St. Louis?
No.
You ought to try. All right, try this. You know what St. Louis is famous for?
What?
But amongst other things, fried ravioli.
Oh, yeah.
Can you throw those in an air fryer?
Sure.
But they got they're not battered, they're like breaded.
It's like a wonton.
Because I went to the Final Four every goddamn place. It fried
but
fried ravioli.
That's the point of the air fryer, to not use oil, so you can do the same thing, right?
Yes.
Just you're throwing it in there, just no oil.
You know
there
what's
you go.
Funny? None of you, not one of you, said pizza.
No,
we eat so much
wings,
pizza all the time. It's
they
like
did.
Yeah,
I eat pizza once, twice a week. I mean, why would I order that? It just seems dull.
Plus, you have to order it 7 hours in advance because it's going to be everyone's ordering
7 hours. I'd rather just make my own.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So menus are set. Now, what you have the study of the most popular ones?
Right. So there's a New York Post did a study, and they said chicken wings are not the most popular food.
David's
thank
Roberto,
you so much, Dave.
I
am.
Roberto can't read and think at the same time, so it becomes a bit challenging.
No, like walking and chewing gum.
You got to be like the person from the weekend, Roberto, that had the microphone the wrong way doing it.
Okay, so if chicken wings and pizza are not the number one snack, what is for the Super Game?
Seven layer dip.
It was the most searched snack.
pizza wings.
On the internet.
So it's not seven-layer dip.
Nope. Close. That is in there.
Salsa? Some sort of...
And I'll give you this one, but this is not the... In New York, the most searched super game snack was loaded potato skins.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Okay. But again, making them at home, huge pain in the ass.
Yeah, I
don't buying them frozen, not good. You have to go to a place to get them, and even then a lot of places screw them
up. And remember the last podcast, the most important thing with those is the
cheese.
The Velveeta sort of
you
cheese.
You must have right. A liquid cheese.
Synthetic cheese.
A molten cheese.
Man-made, right. Okay, so here we go. The number one searched super game food or snack was the cocktail wiener.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What are you doing with those?
Making a comeback, apparently.
Those and potato skins are huge every Super Bowl.
But what do you mean?
My father-in-law makes this thing, and there's no thought of it. It's just silly, but it is damn good, is he does the cocktail wieners in a crock pot with grape jelly and mustard.
Grape jelly?
So it's like sweet. It makes a sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, God.
Grape jelly?
Oh,
I know. When I heard it, I was you got to be kidding. No. It's unbelievable.
Oh, no way.
You got to try that.
You got to bring some in, man.
Yeah. No, don't.
I'm telling you.
I'm questioning if that's good.
It's very good. All right, now here's another survey. Favorite dips. Most popular dips to bring or what people like to eat at these super game parties.
Are you dipping?
Are you dipping?
What do you think number one is?
Seven layer.
That you want to put a chip into.
Oh, salsa. Salsa, guac, queso.
Yeah, guac.
French onion.
Yeah. Guac, yeah.
Some sort of chili queso dip, yeah.
Number one, queso, 25%.
You know, how do you make your queso?
I buy it.
Yeah, I buy it. Yeah, that's how I make it.
You don't do like Velveeta with Rotel?
Yeah, my wife does that. She does that.
That's like really
it's very good.
That's
it's
nice.
Simple. It's great. I love the spicy Rotel.
You know what else is good too is you do the Velveeta, but then you take believe it or not, just a can of chili, unless you have like chili.
Like Hormel?
Yeah, and you put that in there.
I know,
yeah.
But I like it spicy. I need more cayenne pepper in there.
Roberto, your system doesn't handle spice. Why do you do this?
Because I'm a sucker, and I you know, like to punish myself.
How many bathrooms your house
got? I go to Costco before. We get the toilet paper and the mass amounts. And,
you know, do you want...
Has to be high in sales.
Yeah, I get like the big... It's like a big tub of the Pepto-Bismol.
Let me offer you something that I think the rest of your family would appreciate.
What, leaving?
No. Oh, my God. No. No. Have you ever heard of the poo-pourri?
What is that?
All right, so we used to entertain a lot back when MSU had a good football and basketball team. But like, it's a little spray bottle, and it's like these natural oils, and it smells like lemon.
Yes.
So when we would entertain, like invariably, you're going to have some collateral damage where you got 30 people right at the house. You go, Jesus Christ, who blew up our bathroom?
And you're right.
So poo-pourri comes in a little bottle. Like a spray bottle.
Where do I get this?
You can order it. Just Google it.
Yeah.
But you order this and keep a bottle in every bathroom. Just and it's not like you put a sign here that says, please use. Everyone knows.
No,
you spray
know.
The water before you sit down. Just two sprays.
Into the water.
Into the water.
Oh,
what it creates.
Fancy.
What it creates is an oil seal.
Right, right.
On that water.
This isn't
right.
Trust me.
Yes, come on.
It works.
Hold on. It works. Listen to me. So now you sit down after your mini tacos. After your potato skins.
What if I sprinkle a little mojo into the water?
That ain't gonna work. But when you sit down and you take that shit and hold on. Wait a minute. As your shit.
How can we go from food to this?
Every podcast, this gets brought up somehow.
This is not right.
Listen, as your shit breaks the barrier to go into that water, this oil seal.
It's invaded by the lemon oil.
No, the oil seal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an amoeba.
I'm going to throw.
It keeps it covered.
Yes.
So now all your shit is beneath this. Why is this relevant? Because none of the stench.
It doesn't seep out.
Right. None of the stench from your colon can go anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's trapped in this septic water now.
Yeah.
All you're getting is the top side of this thin oil seal of lemon and citrus and
Ooper say all day.
It's like that show that used to be on TV. It's inside the dome. The dome.
Yes.
It's stuck in the dome.
It's like a biodome for your poop. Hold on. Let me see if I can get some here by Friday.
So here's my shopping list for Super Game.
Poopery.
The pork shoulder. Instapot. Poopery.
Hold on. I'm seeing if I'm on
Moho.
Yeah. Moho.
Here it is. Poopery.
Limes.
Poopery. Hold on. I'm going to do you a kindness. Listen, I got it right. I'm looking at it. Poopery. Before you go, toilet spray. Right here. Boom. 2 ounce can.
I'm sure there's somewhere local I can buy this.
No, listen. I can get it here by tomorrow for you. I'm going to hit the button. Now, listen.
One day delivery.
Do you prefer?
The next podcast, I will give you a full review.
Do you prefer the lemon or would you like lavender?
I like lemon.
Okay. We're going to get
the lemon.
I think
that's a lot fresher, zestier than lavender.
Zestier.
David, would you like a poopery your home?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. I mean, I can offer. They also have lavender, vanilla.
Vanilla?
They have a flush down, a deja poo, honey poo, lavender lemongrass. Now, we're going to go. I think the citrus is all I can
do. I like citrus.
Sully, would you like one for your home?
I'm about to get sick. I'll pass.
Okay.
Vanilla, though? Right,
now, is this organic?
Yeah, it's beautiful is what it is.
Can I put it on my skin?
I wouldn't do that.
Gosh.
So listen,
maybe I put a little back
hold on,
there.
Hold on. I'm finishing your order for you. No, here's what I mean sincerely. I think your wife and children will appreciate it. No? Listen.
With everything on your menu, Roberto, they will appreciate it.
Yeah, hold on.
The kids are the
one
that are they need that. You know, I'm telling you.
Boom.
These 13, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 young boys are the most disgusting, vile creatures.
So listen, here's a message.
When it comes to bathroom hygiene,
if you download this pod today, or you even listen to it tomorrow, Poopery, Amazon Prime for your Super Bowl party. If everyone uses it, there are no bathroom issues. You don't even, how about this? I'll make you a guarantee. Unless your colon is incredibly vile, you won't even need to turn a fan on.
What is this?
Just, hold on. I gave you the recipes. And
we're
going
to have to put a warning on this in the description.
And then I gave you what to do after the recipes. You know, knock at your door to say hello.
So I think we'll.
Oh, man, that just tasted so good. It tastes so good.
Yeah, and when a guy like that uses your bathroom, you're going to want potpourri. After you have about 2 pounds of carnitas, you need potpourri. Just remember, that oil seal.
That's right. So we're going to call this podcast Super Game Snacks Before and After.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Oh, my.
Listen, David. Super Game. David, you can vouch for it. I bet you the church has poopery at the bathroom.
Yes, we do.
That's right.
Sure do.
You don't want somebody blowing up the church.
Well,
going
here's,
back to the
here's
pew.
Where they need it.
Yeah, they need
this
it here.
Building.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's a guy in this building that I think has an undiagnosed condition.
I agree.
Really.
When I see him walk into the bathroom, I don't go in to pee. I won't do it.
It's like, and that's not even like a stomach. It's just like a hygiene
thing. I thought you
thing.
Said you were. It wasn't him, though, Roberto. You think it's someone else now.
Yeah, I have all sorts of theories, but, you know.
Nah. Maybe it's him and the other person.
Yeah, right.
Nah, I'll just tell you. There's one guy in particular. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit who you're thinking of. I know there's one guy. I know there's one guy. If he goes into that stall, you need to go use another bathroom.
Ugh.
Because the stench is something that is...
All right, now I'm starting to get up.
We started the show, we're talking about carnitas, and I was hungry. Now I'm not hungry.
You ever go to take your garbage out, and the bag of garbage put in there that had raw chicken in it?
Okay. Right.
And it's now like 3 days old?
Yes.
It's like that comes out of his ass.
Yeah.
Mm. All the time.
Like an Anchorman. It smells like a diaper filled with Indian food.
So who you got in the big game?
Lunch, anyone?
Yeah.
What are we having for lunch?